us on the other end of my phone line, a renowned author and soon-to-be guest at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts, virtually, of course, we have John Clinch. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, Dawn. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. You are calling me from where?
From Vermont. I live in the great Green Mountain state of Vermont, and we're happily ensconced here in Vermont. Social isolation is a way of life. So we're sort of well prepared for that anyway.
So if people don't know who you are, they should. You've written a number of books. Can you tell me about your latest book and what you've written?
Yeah. Yes. The most recent book was published in October of last year, just in time to not be a Christmas book. We didn't want anybody to think that it was. It was called Marley. And it's the vividly dark history of one Jacob Marley, the best friend and frenemy, I guess you could say, of Ebenezer Scrooge and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It was gratifyingly widely praised, which was wonderful. And it, as I say, that came out in October. It was sort of the follow-up in a way to I worked slowly as a follow-up to a book that came out in 2006 or 2007 called Finn, which was the dark blood and alcohol soaked story of Huckleberry Finn's father, Pat Finn, who was a terrible racist and child abuser and alcoholic. And Mark Twain gave us all those things, and I just put it out there.
Why have you evolved writing in this kind of a manner versus some other genre?
Boy, you sound like my mother could have asked me that question. actually, I think my mother-in-law has. That's a fair question. In some ways, there are a whole lot of reasons for it. And one reason is that I tend to come from a very old school in terms of style and so forth. I mean, if I were to name my favorite authors, they would probably all be dead, with only a couple of exceptions. Mm-hmm. And the ones who aren't dead are also people who revere my favorites, like William Faulkner. Mm-hmm. Among the living are, say, Charles Frazier, who is a grand artist and a friend. Those people who believe in the power of complex language and complex character development. So that's part of it. I like to write things that sound like they might have come from a long time ago. That's part of it. Another part of it is, quite frankly, it's a kind of a commercial enterprise, because books have to sell in order for you to write another one.
Right.
And Finn could be a story about any terrible alcoholic and racist in the pre-Civil War era, just as Marley could be the story of any greedy, psychotic, psychopathic money seeker in any time whatsoever. But by fastening those stories on to known characters and known plots and known books, it gives people an entryway, and lets them kind of set their expectations appropriately.
John, not only
I think that was an answer.
I think it was too. It was a good answer. Not only do you write books, but you also are musically inclined a bit. Tell me what you play.
A bit.
A bit. Yes.
A bit. A bit, you know, but like so many, when I was coming up, when I was young, I mean, I was, let me see, my formative years were a period when the great golden age of singer-songwriters in America, and I wanted to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously always had the linguistic gift that took me where it did. In fact, my musical partner when I was in high school and college, I went on to write novels, and he went on to become a national songwriter. So, you know, we sort of started from the same place and took it in those two different directions. But yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, the people in the culture, it was a time when James Taylor and Jim Croce and, you know, John Denver even, and Gordon Lightfoot, and, you know, Randy Newman, those people, and of course John Prine, the late wonderful John Prine, and his pal Steve Goodman, who predeceased him, those people were all in my head, and I wanted to be like them, John Hartford, and therefore I played, and I played a lot, and I sang a lot, and I wrote a lot. And at one point, I actually was in a studio in New York City with Jim Croce's producer, who really liked my stuff, and he gave me the bad news, which is that Sony Records, which was his label, wanted him to stop producing singer-songwriter stuff and to start producing disco. So this was like 1980, 1981. And, you know, it was kind of right there. It was right there on the wall that the times had changed some. Jim Croce was dead, and things were a little different, and the taste in music in America was indeed changing, and the marketing of it was changing. And I decided to walk away from it and do other things. My musical buddy, whom I mentioned before, decided to go into country music and went straight to Nashville, where he was happily for many, many years. So, you know, then I quit playing. I mean, I didn't play for a long time until I met some new friends here in Vermont. Thank you, Vermont, who had a Celtic band and still do, little band called Gypsy Reel, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and so forth. I loved their music, and I got to know them, and I loved them, and before I knew it, I was playing with them.
We'll get to see you play live at the Arms, live via Facebook, coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m., is that correct?
7 o'clock.
All right, for the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts, and we're looking forward to that, so thank you very much.
Me too. You have no idea what's going to happen, and neither do I.
Well, we'll definitely take
actually,
a listen
I do.
Then. All right. If anybody wants to get a hold of your books or find out more about you, how can they do that?
They could visit johnclinch.com. That's JONCLINCH, John without an H, johnclinch.com. Or they can go to their local bookstore and ask for them by name.
All right, John.
Don't go to your local bookstore. Call your local bookstore.
There you go. Order online, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're looking forward to seeing you again. It's Live at the Arms via Facebook for the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts, and that's coming up on Thursday, the 23rd at 7 o'clock.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you so much,
thank
John.
Thank you, John.
Stay well.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, that was John Clinch. He is going to be so interesting. The performance is via Facebook, so if you have that, make sure that you tune in to the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts page on Facebook. We'll have more coming up right here on The Mix.